Welcome to the Shippensburg University Catholic Campus Ministry Podcasts. This week's podcast is by Dr. Mary Stewart from the Shippensburg University English Department.
I have been a lifelong Catholic, baptized as a baby. My devout Catholic parents sent me to St. Francis Xavier Academy in Mississippi, the very same Catholic girls' school which my mother and grandmother attended. The school was very small. There were only 11 students in my graduating class. The Sisters of Mercy educated four generations of women in my family. These extraordinary women, the nuns, along with my mother and grandmother, became my role models. When my husband was in Vietnam, our daughter, our first child, was born, and later she too went to this same Catholic girls' school. In fact, it is Mary Jane, the oldest of five, who has inspired me day after day and renewed my faith year after year. She was named Mary because of my love and admiration of the Blessed Mother. If I had to pick one moment in my life that challenged my faith, but actually strengthened it eventually, it was when this daughter, Mary Jane, was 15, and she was diagnosed with a dysgerminoma, a cancerous brain tumor. Because of the serious nature of her diagnosis, we were on the ward with several very sick children, two of whom died while we were at the hospital. When we see children suffer, and maybe even especially when we see our own child suffer, most of us do begin to wonder why God would ever allow this to happen. During what I call my crisis of faith, I was counseled and helped by our priest, Father Francis Roque, who later became a bishop. I am hoping he will be canonized a saint. Father Roque stood by our side at the Washington, D.C. hospital when Mary Jane had her first long operation. With Bishop Roque's help, slowly after much prayer and counsel, I truly experienced an epiphany. Witnessing Jane's faith strengthens my own. No matter what she faces, Jane and I say a little prayer and trust. As I watch Mary Jane, operation after operation, two craniotomies within the last year, loss of short-term memory and other serious complications, always cheerful and upbeat and faith-filled, I realize the importance of prayer and grace in the present moment for her and for me. For us, this means no matter what happens, with prayer, we are able to face whatever we are called to experience. Our dear Sister Thea Bowman always reminded us to just keep on keeping on. We can make it through, with grace through devotion and the sacraments. Mary Jane's courage and faith continue to give me strength and hope. Now, she is my role model. Just recently, her favorite priest, Father Warren, wrote her that she shares her beautiful smile with everyone she meets. She has the ministry of smiles. Our Catholic faith gives us special grace, a gift that sustains us through the years.